Can I make one thing clear? No matter what you've heard, and I'm sure you've heard plenty, I'm not a full-blown karma denier. It might exist, it might not, like how on earth would I know? All I'm doing is giving my version of events. However, if karma does exist, I'll say one thing for it. It's got a fantastic PR machine. We all know the story. Karma is running a great big ledger in the sky where every good deed done by every human being is recorded, and at some later stage, the time to be of karma's choosing, karma is cagey that way, plays its cards close to its chest, karma will refund that good deed, maybe even with interest. One day, 4.5 years ago, I was out driving in my car. I was moving along in a steady stream of traffic, and up ahead I saw a car trying to get out of the side road. A couple of things told me that this man had been trying to get out of the side road for quite a while. Fact A, the man was bent over his steering wheel in an attitude of weary, imploring frustration. Fact B, he was driving a Range Rover. And simply by dint of the fact that he was driving a Range Rover, everyone was going to think, ah, look at him there, the big smug Range Rover driver, I'm not letting him out. So I thought, ah, look at him there, the big smug Range Rover driver, I'm not letting him out. Then I thought, and all of this was happening quickly because, like I said, I was moving along in a steady stream of traffic. Then I thought, oh no, I'll let him out. It'll be, and mark me closely here, it'll be good karma. So I slowed down, flashed my lights to indicate to the big smug Range Rover driver that he was free to go, and he gave me a tired smile and started moving forward. And already I was feeling a warm sort of glow and wondering vaguely what lovely form of cosmic payback I'd be getting, when the car behind, unprepared for me slowing down to let the Range Rover out, on account of it being a Range Rover, went ploughing into the back of me, shunting me forward with such force that I went careering into the side of the Range Rover. The technical term for such a manoeuvre is T-boning. And suddenly there was a three-car loving going on, except there was no love here, of course. Far from it. For me, the whole thing happened in slow motion. From the second the car behind me began to concertina into mine, time almost stopped. I felt the wheels of my own car beneath me moving without my say-so, and I was staring into the eyes of the man driving the Range Rover. Our gazes locked in horror, united in the strange intimacy of knowing we were about to hurt each other and being entirely powerless to prevent it. Then came the awful reality as my car really did hit his. The sound of metal crunching and glass shattering and the bone-juddering violence of the impact. Followed by stillness. Just for a second. But a second that lasted a very long time. Stunned and shocked, the man and I stared at each other. He was only inches from me, and the impact had shifted us so that our cars were almost side by side. His side window had shattered and small chunks of glass glittered in his hair, reflecting a silvery light that was the same colour as his eyes. He looked even more weary than when he was waiting to be let out of the side road. "Are you alive?" I asked with my thoughts. "Yes," he replied. "Are you?" "Yes." My passenger door was wrenched open and the spell was broken. "Are you okay?" someone asked. "Can you get out?" With shaking limbs, I crawled my way across to the open door, and when I was outside and leaning against a wall, I saw that Range Rover man was also free. With relief, I registered that he was standing upright, so his injuries, if any, must be minor. Out of nowhere, a small man hurtled at me, shrieking, "What the hell are you at? That's a brand new Range Rover!" It was the driver from the third car, the one who'd caused the accident. "This is going to cost me a fortune. It's a new car. He doesn't even have plates on it yet." "But I..." Range Rover man stepped in and said, "Stop. Calm down. Stop."
"But it's a brand new car."
"Shouting about it isn't going to change things." The yelling quietened down and I said to Range Rover Man, I was trying to do a good deed, letting you out.
It's okay.
Suddenly I realised that he was very angry. And in an instant, I'd got him. One of those good-looking, spoilt men with his expensive car and his well-cut coat and his expectation that life would treat him nicely. At least no one was hurt, I said. Range Rover Man wiped some blood off his forehead.
Yeah, at least no one was hurt.
I mean, like, not seriously.
I know, he sighed. Are you okay?
Fine, I said stiffly. I didn't want his concern.
I'm sorry if I was, you know, it's been a bad day.
Whatever. A kind person led me away to sit on a doorstep while we waited for the police. And another kind person gave me a bag of sweets. For your blood sugar, she said. You've had a shock.
Very quickly, the police showed up and started redirecting traffic and taking statements. Shouty Man shouted a lot and kept jabbing his finger at me, and Range Rover Man was talking soothingly, and I watched them both like I was watching a movie. There was my car, I thought, hazily. A total write-off. Hold on. Range Rover Man was on the move. He strode over to me, his open overcoat flying. How do you feel now? He asked.
Great.
Because I did. Shock, adrenaline, one of those things.
Can I have your number?
I laughed in his face.
No.
What kind of creep was he that he tried to pick up women at the scene of a traffic accident? Anyway, I'm married.
For the insurance?
Oh.
So let's look at the karmic fallout from my good deed. Three cars, all of them damaged, one wounded forehead, much irateness, shouting, raised blood pressure, financial worry, and deep, deep blush-making humiliation. Bad, bad, all very bad.